Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He's a good boy.
He's just hanging out.
Yeah.
He's living just his best life. Living his best life.
He's extremely shy. I'm sorry he's so shy.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's survival. Bye, he just threw him off. Later.
Back to his typing. Yeah.
I didn't throw him off. He jumped down.
You see, why is he doing this?
I mean, she was really, 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 really rooting for me.
And wouldn't that mean the extra step of actually listening to the show?
She does listen.
Not the bonus. Does she listen to the bonus?
Carla, do you listen to the bonus show? Yeah, she listens to the bonus
show. That was a pretty long pause.
Did you listen to the Robin Oscar episode?
Best show ever.
Well, at least we know there's nothing wrong with her hearing.
Best show ever. We heard you.
Dan, you're the one that said, I'm going to send the email today and let them know I can no longer work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you can work on weekends for them. No problem. But during the week, your ass is mine.
Is that so far accurate, Dan O'Brien?
Absolutely.
Dan O'Brien.
Screw it up.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hello, buddy.
We are coming to you live all over the place, really. We don't talk about that very often. The seat of our broadcast empire is in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
From the Podville Studios, where Oscar and Rob broadcast from. And then down here in West South Florida, where Fatty McDingading comes from. And then when we have people all over the country, we come from all over the world. And it's just amazing.
Everywhere.
You know, Mike, technology. To be precise, we are in Studio 4C. Have you named your studio?
Yes, Studio C.
Well, I think that's a wonderful honor for her.
We're also heard in San Simeon, California, Buxton, North Carolina. That's wallets, right? Didn't they make wallets there?
Actually, Mike, I was drawn to it when the listener submitted it because that's Francis's last name in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Francis Buxton?
My daddy says I can have anything I want.
You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman.
Francis Buxton.
Moran, Wyoming, San Remo, Italy, Blacksburg, Virginia, and Berlin.
Yes.
Don't need even the Germany on
the
that.
Band.
It's the Berlin. Look, when we do this show, one of the reasons we do, we're sharers. We like to share.
Yes.
And there's a love of my life that I have not shared with you nearly enough.
Oh.
And could I have the love of my life for a moment that I'd like to speak to him, please? Could you bring me the love of my life?
Your wife.
No.
This might be tough.
He's not
comfortable on camera. Not just yet, but I'd like to bring him in here. And
well, I have a guess of who it is.
Michael,
but
right? It's got to be Michael.
He was shy at the bonus show.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Got to be. No? What's going on?
Oh, it's a four-legged creature.
Oh, there he is. Oh, Winston.
Winnie.
How are you, buddy?
Winston Hello. O'Mara.
Hello, Winston.
Hello, Winston.
He's all muscle. Look at him.
Yeah, he's, you know what he is?
He'll be staring
sinewy.
At you.
Yeah.
Hi, boys.
Hi.
We're good.
What's camera's over here.
He's just checking the scenery out. Yeah. I wanted to put him on camera and tell him, Winslow.
Oh, look at that. Yes. Great video
Can
day.
You let everybody see your face?
Oh, yeah. He's looking at the screen. I wanted to let you know.
Well, I'd like
come
to
here.
Escape through
I
that
wanted
screen.
To let, come here.
He says, that says the Mike O'Mara Show.
High alert. Is that
what
Papa?
Is this? Is that me?
Oh, look, there he is.
There
he's
he is.
Like, I, will
I wanted you to know you are the sweetest, sweetest,
aww.
Wonderful dog
Winslow
in
has,
the world.
He has eyes, and, just like when I drink.
Yeah. Yes. Or when you yell at Dan O'Brien.
When I yell at Dan O'Brien.
Good boy.
He's got,
you
Mike, you know what?
Such a good boy.
He is not only handsome, he has award-winning ears. Great ears on this
and
dog.
You know, I mean, I always thought to get ears like that, you had to like do something horrible. To
well,
the
yeah,
dog,
like on a pincher,
you
have
clip
to.
Them.
You
he gets
clip
these.
And tape them.
They were floppy when he was a puppy, and then they perked up because he's such a good boy.
All that testosterone.
That's the Viagra.
He's such a good boy. Why are your ears back? Are you scared?
Yeah, he's
no, he's just being
scared.
Serious.
He's on high alert.
Yeah, he's got a job. He's got to protect.
Or he's listening to the show.
Or another show.
I wanted to tell you publicly that
what
I love
other
you.
Show?
He likes Joe Rogan.
I feel like Mike is doing this because he like kicked the dog or something.
Yeah, because
I'm trying to demonstrify myself and show you something I love, and you say I kicked it.
No, you didn't kick what you love.
You incredible him. Bolivian bastard.
But Mike, last week you were
now
not
I'm yelling. He doesn't like it when I yell.
Oh no! Look at him. Oh, he's saying, oh, time to go.
No, sweet boy, like, sweet boy.
Go safety
but
first.
Mike, last week you were on an anti-dog moment.
Yeah.
Both of them.
It was hostile.
So what happened?
I know I did that. I got frustrated with the barking.
Yeah.
And doing the show and
the poo-poo.
That,
there's a poo-poo problem poo-poo. With the other one.
Poo-poo, but I have to just say there are pictures poo-poo. Of this dog. I could take pictures. He knocked my headphones off a little bit. I could take I love you. I could take pictures of him all the time. He is incapable of lying down. Or sitting anywhere where he is not making human contact. That's what he does.
People. Oh, yeah.
He That's loves sweet. People. He loves people because he's a good
he's a
puppy.
Snuggler.
Does he do what any? Do does he do That's any tricks?
Shirt.
Huh? Does he do any tricks? Does he shake hands or anything like that?
Yeah, he shakes. He does shake.
That's good.
But he's not really well trained. But he doesn't have to be. And last night he's up on my lap while I'm watching the baseball game, mm-hmm. and he turns around with his hindquarters up in the air, stretches. And he is sitting on my recliner, where my footrest is, on his back with his legs up in the air.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He's a good boy.
Yeah. He's just hanging out.
Yeah.
Living his best life. Living his best life.
He's extremely shy. I'm sorry he's so
it's
shy.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's survival. Bye, he just threw him
See
off.
Later.
Back to his typing.
Yeah. I didn't throw him off. He jumped down.
You see, why is he doing this? Up. Why is he even doing this?
He loves the persona. Well, listen to the whole speech that I get. Do you know how much crap I get when he does a whole thing about Pony? When I'm sitting there trying to be, you know, I think I'm a pretty understanding person with everything. What in the real life world of Oscar Santana, he says, Pony wants to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, whatever he wants to do. Knock his socks off and stuff like that.
Of course.
But then on the air, I think it's good shtick. And to be honest, it's down deep in the recesses of me.
Sure.
And then he plays that up, and that's the way it is, you know. And down deep in the recesses of me is a seed, although small, germinating to a degree of jealousy over the absolute rave reviews that Oscar and Rob received for their recap of Date Night, which I can't stop reading. Everywhere. I was there. I was on the show too. You know, I mean, and it's just everywhere.
Mike,
it's
an outlier.
What? Yeah, it's an outlier.
It's an outlier.
It doesn't matter. It was beautiful. I don't know.
Oh, dear. The walnut is becoming an oak.
Here we go.
Yep.
I don't know of a show that's been that well received in. Years.
No.
And the outlier is
you too.
And I'm there going, Oh, and then what happened? And you know, and then you've got Jolene telling the world how special it is, and there's a tiny little seed as I'm reading that.
Right.
That is incapable of taking the fact that it's my name on the show, and feeling anything other than just a little seed of Squid Game jealousy that's just sitting there. I'm talking race. I can bring one up right now.
Oh,
I could bring one
no.
up right
no
now.
Need for
well,
that.
Why not? Let me. How about I do it?
All right.
Let's see what we got here. All right. Let me just open this up.
There's got to be some pans.
Yeah.
Book of faces. No, they're not. No, there are no pans. It's just
no
a question if
bats?
I can bring up the brick bats.
I like how.
Are you going to hand out kudos and brick bats, Mike?
I'm just going
to
give it a.
They say
average.
Not to read your own press.
Right.
All right.
But I couldn't help.
Yeah, you guys should. Now, you shouldn't be doing
but
this,
I could,
but I can do
couldn't
it.
Couldn't help but read it.
Because there's no mention of me in there. Now I'm looking at all right, live.
We got all these
notifications. Quick reminder. I'll get to it.
People want to go see the concert.
What is this? What am I on here? Why is this all old stuff? What is wrong with my
we
world?
Could be concert
this is another thing. And this all I'm now
yes.
turning into is a bitcher right now because
no,
I'm
no,
sitting
no.
there going
I
with
hear
that.
No complaints.
Let me see. That is
concert.
Mike O'Meara is live. That's right now. That's happening right
yes.
now.
Yes.
I get that.
It's in real time.
Let's see. All right. There's a Michael part with Michael's staples.
Yes.
That's not
That's not what I wanted. That's not what
not
was
the
there.
Store, but real no. Staples.
Oh, God. Have the guys switch back to the morning taping schedule? We'll let you know, Joel.
Yeah.
Rosenbaum.
Listen, you're getting all a show right, today. Well, that's what
yeah,
matters.
Yeah, here we are.
We all picked all a time.
Looking
we all
back
sat
at
down.
Time.
Right.
Right. If I could turn. Oh, okay. Back no,
I got some. I got some
I'll
feedback.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. I'm really sorry that during the Forrest, during the Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I didn't mention Forrest Whitaker. Woe is me. Mea culpa. Mea culpa. Mea culpa. Okay. Yes, there is another big star
big blind
other
spot.
Than Sean Penn.
Big blind
Sean
spot.
Penn was yeah. a featured character in the movie, though.
Yes. Right.
Forrest Whitaker was a cameo.
Correct. Yeah.
Small
and I
part.
Didn't care for that either. The gentlemen were naming names of cast members from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. They said Sean Penn was the only megastar to come from that film. Maybe they forgot another Oscar winner. Okay. Jesus Christ. I'm just, it's on the fly. I'm sorry.
We all didn't right. mention Lana Clarkson either.
No.
No, all I right. mean, it wasn't.
Here we go.
It,
this is an admin. I want to tell you, woe be unto you if you missed this last week's bonus show. Appointment listening and an instant classic. And that's they're referring. That's just, well, that's Rob.
I wrote that to drum up that's, a little excitement.
Yeah, Rob wrote his own press.
I don't have any success when I try to go on social media.
I was a bit and flattered. Overwhelmed because you get the notifications.
Right.
Like, man, people
Linda Herr, my dear friend.
Yes.
My dear friend.
Your
Linda
ally,
Herr.
Your friend.
One, yep. My absolute
yes.
100%. I love her. I love her. I love her.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Yes. I am a little late to the party because I saved it for listening on a road trip, but last Friday's bonus show is so effing funny. I restarted it again as soon as I finished, and I'm cracking up just as. Don't let my laugh. Indicate that it's just pure joy for me. Okay?
No.
But I restarted it again as soon as I finished, and I'm cracking up just as much the second time. If you're not a regular bonus show subscriber, shell out the $2 and treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
So that's nice.
So, but that's one, and that just shows me the legitimacy of it.
Yeah.
Of how good it is.
You were there.
Yes,
I was there. I was there, nodding and listening. Which really. As I age, as I start my wonderful jog into the light, perhaps I should listen more. Thank you to the people that are pooling money and giving away fruitcakes.
Yes, yes.
You're
thank
both helping people
thank
that
you,
want
thank
them
you, thank
and
you.
People that
and
listen
Mike,
to the
is
show.
It, is it you're
we
nodding?
Love you.
Is it nodding or is it a palsy? With the head
I'm
movement.
Nodding.
He's not
okay,
listening.
Just
he's
checking.
Nodding.
Okay, just checking.
I'm listening. And then there's the listener I want to thank. See, sometimes I should. Rob Cox, who gave me the suggestion to give you Vince Neil falling off the stage yesterday.
Oh, okay, great. Thank
you. Do you still have that by any chance?
I don't.
Oh.
In and out.
We keep it fresh, Mike.
Anyway, might as well give what I'm
don't
giving.
Don't you have all like... room
yeah,
for it?
I do. But if he would, if I had said
Jolene,
yes, he'd
I
want
found
it right
it.
Away.
I found it. Took a long time. A lot of people post on right. our fan site. This week's bonus show, last week's, with Rob and Oscar's date was one of the funniest episodes I've ever heard. This is not a commercial, but just a fact. If you do not subscribe to the bonus, especially this one, you are missing out. Are you on the fence? Just order this one for a taste.
Just a taste.
Because Jolene believes that if someone gets a taste of this bonus show, they will maybe get all of the bonus shows. The difference is this bonus show, the one we're talking about,
yes.
the one she's referring to,
yes.
has a very little May. I have a little brief story about Staples
you had
in the
a
head.
Tough time.
Yeah.
I was having a
you
very
tough time.
It was
yeah.
a perfect
yeah.
bonus show for me to sit back and enjoy.
And your story actually was an intrinsic part of our story.
Yes.
It was a big part of it.
Because you were weaved into it.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you haven't gotten the bonus show, it's Rob, it's Oscar, it's going on a date to a Ricky Martin Enrique
Iglesias.
I have
yeah.
trouble saying Enrique. Enrique Iglesias show
right
and
on.
The hilarity that ensues with that. So, yeah, you might want to give that, you know, check it out.
People seem to think
feels
it's
like
really
3
great.
Weeks ago was so much fun.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't so even fun. A week ago.
It so was really, really
wasn't even a week ago.
Super
flies.
Super special. Now, getting back to the Vince Neil falling off the stage trick. So when I came to you yesterday, that's something you normally would have already ready. You don't have a mind reading ability to know what I want, but somebody had suggested it. You're normally all over that, and you were kind of reticent. You kind of poo-pooed the initial audio or something along that line. Did you not? And I'm wondering, do you have a problem with the crew? Do you have a problem with Motley Crue?
No, I just didn't think it was. I didn't think it was such a pressing story that it merited that. But we were able to pull it off. And as a matter of fact,
it was actually more pressing than Meatloaf. If you added up the followers and the fans,
you know,
I would
you're probably right. But
you probably have a few more Motley Crue people than.
But I think also Meatloaf is intrinsically funnier falling.
Yes.
Because
I agree with that 100%. I agree.
And you know, sometimes he's had a I guess so. Vince Neil has a trouble pass as well.
Yes, well he has.
Do you have the Meatloaf on standby? Do you have the
I can
let
get
me
that.
Sleep on it.
Yeah, give me one
baby,
time.
Baby. You kept that one forever, but Vince Neil's gone the day after we play it.
Well, yeah, because I mean, again, Meatloaf was this is sort of a classic thing.
Cornerstone.
And, yeah, it is a cornerstone. So Mike, and this actually happened at Wolf Trap.
Yes.
It happened at Wolf Trap.
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
So
it's better.
Yeah. So
maybe you could craft, because you did that Vince Neil on the fly.
Yeah, I did.
Maybe you could really, really craft.
Especially, Mike, you know what?
A special one for Vince Neil.
I love the sound effects challenge. And especially since Vince broke 3 ribs.
Yeah, even better.
We can really,
now that we know.
One of your triumphs that I actually continued to keep in my soundboard was the triumph when I asked you for sound effects of me working on my toilet.
That was fun.
Oh,
that was a fun one.
Wonderful.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. That was the one where Rob did just a bang up job, and that's you're a magician with that, and obviously you're the most 50% of the most popular duo on bonus shows that we've ever had.
Do you get
back to that already?
Do you?
Sorry.
Does Carla at all egg you on about this? Like, oh, looks like the bonus show was a hit.
Oh no.
Okay.
No.
Well, no. Well, because she...
no, Carla, Carla bust both of your balls. Yes.
Well, Carla dislikes
the
me.
Same. Oh, yeah. No, that's not true. She busts both of your balls the way I bust your balls. Yeah. So that's your misconstrued. But as far as are you thinking that, you know, hey, well, it seems like they were really featured. No, I don't get that.
Well, it's an
she'd have that would mean she was really, 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 really rooting for me.
And wouldn't that mean the extra step of actually listening to the show?
She does listen.
Not the bonus. Does she listen to the bonus?
Carla, do you listen to the bonus show? Yeah, she listens to the bonus
show. That was a pretty long pause.
Did you listen to the Rob and Oscar episode? What?
Well, at least we know there's nothing wrong with her hearing.
Best show ever. We heard you. We heard you.
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Anywho, it was special.
Never miss it.
Really, really special. That's it.
Well, you can't
never miss an
episode. You can't. There's so much to get to on today's show. Jesus.
Lots of stuff. Hey, lots of stuff. Hey, you left out a lot of stuff.
All right, I didn't print out the
what?
The show.
Dan O'Brien.
The show. Oh, Dan O'Brien. All right, I'm ready. Okay. Dan O'Brien, we got time. Go ahead, dive in. Hi, Dan. How are you? Welcome
Dan
back to the
O'Brien.
That's
welcome
me.
Back. How are you? Great to have
doing
you back.
Great, Mike.
Thank you. It's great to have you on the show again. And you know, I'm delighted to have you here. Always a pleasure. Don't really see you, so I don't really know when you're there. But
would you like him to come around and give him a shot?
I'd love to see Dan O'Brien's a fine looking Irishman, and I think that it would be great to, you know, have a look see.
Yeah.
I'll be right there.
Okay. Thank you. He's coming over from his video producer's. Is that his? What is his title? What is he doing?
He's a board op.
He's the faux pony. He's phony.
There he is.
Oh, there he is.
Now, turn around just to the camera to Mike.
What's that? What are you doing? Showing his ass to people? What's
dirt
going
on? Back of your shirt?
Yeah, come back here. Yeah, I'm back here.
What's the matter with
you? What, he has dirt on his shirt?
Noticeable.
Hold on, let me see here.
It's either that or did you fall?
Did you take a tumble?
Go back and
go back there. Did he take a tumble?
There's two possibilities at play here. One is the fact that he is a child.
He's got a dress shirt and dress pants on.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, for everybody at home.
Now, Dan, I'm gonna believe it or not, I'm gonna help you here.
Oh.
Did you, before wearing that shirt, did you iron it?
No.
Okay, help, not successful.
Okay, so does that mean that you, how did the dirt get on the back of your shirt? Is that from a previous wearing?
There are streaks
of dirt. I would assume that was from the Metro. I must have leaned up on something that had quite a bit of dirt on it.
Okay, all right.
It was either that or the mud wrestling. I do not know.
You do not know. Mike, it's a bad week for Metro. They've only got 40 trains running in the entire city. So it was
Is it still 40 trains?
Yes,
And this is because they had a derailment or they hit something, right? Is that what happened?
Last week, one of the Blue Line trains derailed in the middle of the tunnel, and people had to walk a quarter mile to get in the tunnel to exit into the Arlington Cemetery, and then they provided buses. So they're recommending bus travel around the city this week.
Bus travel.
But the thing is the back of Dan's shirt looks like he ironed it with an iron that was too hot and burned it.
Like the old Scott.
Yeah.
That's like Three Stooges stuff,
exactly.
Right? Where you have the old iron and you leave it on and it just burns right through
exactly.
the shirt.
Exactly. But
sunny again, your days, Rob.
But I'll tell you what. It's just, as Dan said, it's just dirt.
But it's just dirt.
He does dress nice for work. That's why when I saw the streaks of dirt, I said, well, that's interesting. Where'd that come from?
It's from the red line.
So yesterday, you two were talking about Dan O'Brien and something he did that was
boneheaded.
And
we
was kinda,
never got
never,
to
you,
it.
Well,
on
I didn't press
air.
It because it sounded to me like you didn't want to talk about it.
I was being respectful.
And also, I think, you know what? I think it is now past the time that we have to hold it because he's already discussed it with his mother.
Yeah, everything's taken care.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right, please to explain to me and our listeners the boneheaded move. I'd like to know what's going
Dan
on.
Dan O'Brien was caught red-handed, double dipping at this job. He is fully employed by Podville Media as of 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, full time.
Correct.
Full time. Like, remember, against all odds.
Yeah.
He rose
and
up
and
like the rising phoenix.
He is doing something at Podville that was generating income from another source.
Correct.
That did not benefit Podville.
At all.
Wow.
So
computer related, I imagine.
Yes, when I sat down with Dan and we gave him a formal offer, as we would, I said, what you're working on now stops today. And
I would have thought it was illicit gambling, and I would have turned a blind eye. If he was hopping on my bookie,
someone supporting a sponsor.
I laid down $20 on a clean shirt.
There you go.
And in any formal onboarding process, you say, look, you've got this part-time gig. You know, what does that look like for you in the next year? And so this was not just a one-time conversation. This has been going on for about 2 months.
Ongoing.
But the formal offer came.
What's been going on for 2 months?
Just to read his temperature to see if he was going to
rise to the occasion
for a full-time
to be
employment.
A full-time position.
Yes, you perhaps thought
the 2 months were negotiations.
No.
You're on really, double secret probation. And Dan's come a long way. All jokes aside, he's come a long way. He's a valued member of the team.
Yeah. I mean, think of the days when he was the fan man.
Yeah.
He's come a long way.
And he's grown
up. By the
way,
I requested that like a year ago. Another fan man commercial.
We have the promos written. Studio time has been at a premium. You will have your fan man promos.
Okay, and I gave him some parameters of what the responsibilities for this show are and yada, yada, yada. And then he said, I got it. And I said, so what are we going to do next? And he said, I'm going to stop working at this other place and what he would do is remote work on his laptop.
Telework.
And my time is now your time, as you said, full time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm so chomping to know what the other place is.
So,
but I guess you can't say that, can you?
It's nothing to write home about. Nothing of substance. Or
I'm
purpose.
Loving it.
And
it's not McDonald's.
It's not McDonald's. It's Burger King.
So, as the weeks go by, we have operations meetings in the morning and in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So nothing squeaks through or falls through the cracks. And I was getting some notes that said, I don't know what Dan O'Brien's doing during X amount of time. And I said, I was like, back off. He's just getting adjusted to this full-time schedule.
Yeah.
And I didn't say it in that manner. I said, just give him, cut him some slack.
And Oscar is pretty good about making sure people stay on track.
Yes. You know,
there's X yes. amount of
and
things
the,
that need to get
issue,
done.
The issue, the way I understand it, and I'm working without the knowledge of exactly what the situation was, because it's not my responsibility, and I don't expect to be kept apprised of that. But I'm going to guess that it was made pretty clear that when he's at Podville, he's doing Podville work.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
All right. Fine. All right, continue.
It just clear as day, like glass clear.
Got it.
And so I was getting certain reports saying, I don't know, like I walked in and he was like, I said, oh no, he's deep into this. Like, I know the fan, man, when he gets into it, he gets into it. Just give him a little time. He's
Dan O'Brien, accurate so far in your opinion?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Dan O'Brien.
All right,
that's me.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
So a week.
This is last week. This
yes,
comes to
a week and a half into his full time employment.
Mm-hmm.
On a Wednesday, I walk into the office to go and talk to my my friend Rob Spiewak, and I say, "Hey," and we're explaining about certain things. And I look over at Dan. I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "He mentions the job and just
the job,
his other job, without flinching." And without flinching, I say, "Wait a second. When is that supposed to be over?" And just like out loud saying that, knowing what the answer is already, he said, November 28th.
So after
Thanksgiving?
Well after Thanksgiving.
Yes. And I said, Dan.
Oh, it's the 24th, isn't it?
Yes.
Thanksgiving this year.
I believe so. I'll get it.
And I said, no, not November 28th. Come into my office.
Oh, it was a while before he's called into the office. There was some very festive discourse before the office call.
Between the two of them.
Yeah, that's
Rob?
When I turned my headphones down because I was editing, and I hear.
Can you perhaps give us a little thumbnail of what that was like?
Yeah, it was. The tone was to the tune of, "Well, that's not what we discussed." And then, but it was very clear. And I said this, 28th, you're going to have to come to my office. And then, dun, 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 like a Flintstones walk down the hall. And I said, I'm kind of sure I know what's going on, but it couldn't be that.
All right. So he goes to your office. Yeah. What happens then?
So he sits down. And Dan.
You might have a good time for the jingle when he sits down.
Thank you so much.
Dan O'Brien.
Dan is smart enough to know he's in trouble. And he knows he can get me with his hands on his hips, like he's concerned, and he could fake some sort of disappointment in himself. And he
plays this card a lot,
yeah,
Damone.
So then,
well, I just have to, since we mentioned my wife before,
yes.
I have to mention, Carla, you believe Dan O'Brien's adorable, right? She's gone.
No, well, I think the answer speaks for itself.
I think she said that.
Yeah, well, she called me a dork.
It's not always about you, Rob. It's not always
about you. Did you hear the most recent bonus show?
Bastard!
So I say, Dan, what's the story? And he said, well, I misunderstood what we had discussed. He was a lot of misunderstanding and understood. And I said, what's to misunderstand? And he tried to weave a web.
Yeah.
Like anyone else trying to get out of trouble. And I said, Dan, you're the one that said, I'm going to send the email today and let them know I can no longer work for them. And then you came back and asked me, this is 2 weeks ago, if you could work on weekends for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you can work on weekends for them. No problem. But during the week, your ass is mine.
Is that so far accurate, Dan O'Brien?
Absolutely.
Dan O'Brien.
Screwed up.
So
now, Oscar, I have a question for you, being the chief poobah at Podville. Are there not enough tasks to occupy Mr. O'Brien during the day?
There are.
Okay. All right.
That's why I was getting notes in our operations meeting saying, I think he's doing something else.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
And I thought he was just setting his systems in place.
Okay.
Because once you have a system everything sort of takes care of itself.
Falls into place.
Right. Autopilot.
Okay. Dan O'Brien.
And you were pissed because you it's starting a new gig. I mean, even though there's a history.
Yes.
And he's interned for us.
Yes.
And we've known him. It's kind of a middle finger, really.
It is.
It's not expected because when he was interning for us, he only interned for us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't on like the Sarah Fraser show.
Can somebody, I promise I will be on my best behavior.
Just tell him.
Verizon.
Where he works?
He pushes buttons on a keyboard for Verizon Digital.
Mm-hmm.
And he was being paid an hourly sum, which wasn't anything to write home about.
Right.
And
I bet he wrote home about it.
And
dear mom,
he's been working that part-time gig for 3 years. With all due respect, they never said, hey, come on into the fold. Here's a full-time job.
Yeah.
And
Dan?
All true.
Dan O'Brien.
Dan, Mike O'Mara here.
Yes, Mike.
Big phone. I'm really disappointed.
Yeah. I know.
Sorry. I am. I just
what sport were you running when I walked in and I said, what are you doing? Do you remember?
No.
You don't remember what sport you were doing on a Wednesday?
I'm playing
midday.
Game of Thrones. Soccer.
You know, this is all sort of making more sense because, as you know, I share an office with Dan.
Yes, yes.
And my desk faces his back. So I'm surprised also that I didn't notice the dirt on his shirt.
Yes.
You should have seen that. But I just, for a long time, thought he loved tennis. Because there was always tennis up on his laptop.
His job.
Let's be honest. If you were in the penal system, which you're not, you would be Sergeant Schultz. Okay. Right? Would you not, Rob?
Probably.
In real life, you would be, I see nothing. I see nothing.
Well, no.
The entire Stalag escaped under the fence while you were on duty. You know?
I've done nothing. Meanwhile, the reason Dan's shirt is dirty, he helped with the tunnel.
That's absolutely.
Right.
So I get it. Okay.
It's a
tough economy.
Yeah, but I said, this is what's great. I said, Dan, we went out of, I was like, went to bat, went out of our way. I said, the last thing you want to do is take a full-time job and within the second week, spit in everybody's face.
Right.
That just gave you a shot.
Yeah,
right?
If you see other people and somebody can think, hey, come in there, get paid on Podville's dime while you're doing work for Verizon and getting paid there. That is, that's
that
a little
work underhanded. That you said you stopped doing.
Can I jump in here for a second?
Please. Oh, wait a second.
We have to, thank you. We do have to break. Dan.
Yes, Mike.
I know that I've heard from your wonderful mom, who's been very nice to call this show. I've heard about, make him a man, get him to be responsible.
Yes.
Dan, is there any history at all? Because we've had these discussions with other interns we've had of parental deception, where perhaps mommy and daddy didn't know what was really, really on the up and up.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Okay. All right. I'll take that. Pretty clever.
While we're here, and I'm happy that we're addressing this again, I take full ownership.
Thank you.
Because I brought him on board, so I take ownership of what had happened. Because I'm as to blame because I wasn't more hawkish on his first couple
of weeks. You weren't paying attention. You were standing over his shoulder. Did it resolve? Did you resolve the situation?
This is what's great. We drafted an email together.
That had to be a pain point for young O'Brien, that's for sure.
No, Oscar's a good author.
I not care for the service. anyway, go ahead.
And then Rob, like a dad, said, Dan, I'm pretty good with words. We can soften this blow out of respect because you weren't, you should have given them 2 weeks, et cetera. So we help them. We don't want to completely burn a bridge, but we want to help them convey this message.
Right.
So Wednesday.
God, another day at Coddle Enterprises.
He said.
Yes, go ahead.
Mike,
all right.
Codville.
Codville?
No.
Coddleville.
Don't do it.
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Coddleville.
So he says. And Dan, this is where you really are showing your stripes.
Yes.
On Friday night, I'm working. We're here. There's probably no less than four or five of us. And around 8:53, Friday evening. Understanding for those at home that Wednesday afternoon is when this all went down and an email was drafted.
Right.
Right.
On Friday evening.
Over 48 hours
this
later.
This past week, I see an email come in that says,
Bing.
Ding. Dan O'Brien, Verizon Digital. And I said, why am I getting an email from Dan O'Brien on a Friday night? Dan did not send the email that we drafted together and put together till Friday night.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then I got on the horn with Dan, because I have to call him now.
Of course.
And say, Dan, what happened? He said, time got away from him.
Oh, Dan. Dan.
Dan.
Dan.
Oh, do you need this?
Dan O'Brien
is a moron.
That's it. All right. That's fine.
All right.
He's growing up.
More about
he's
it.
All grown
did
up.
Did the email get out?
It got out.
Yell that. All right. Is he working on the weekend for him at least so he can make a little money?
He's, yes, absolutely.
All right, good. Everybody's happy.
So everyone can watch high school football this weekend. It's great.
That's good. Very exciting. That's it. We got to take a break. We will come back with the homepage. Good talking to you, Dan.
Likewise, Mike.
We'll be
I'll
right
take
back.
It from Hero Train. I want to talk to the listeners.
Oh, sexy Twitch. Nice.
Hey out there. How are you doing? Got a suggestion for you. When you're ordering your Rob Spiewak signature fruitcake at MikeOMaraShow.com, why not pick up two of them? One for you and one for that special someone. I'll do you one better. Turn the lights down low, build a fire in the fireplace, pour a glass of wine, put on some soothing music, maybe loosen up that top button, or better yet, just slip into something a little more comfortable.
Gross. Wow.
Invite that special someone over and enjoy some Rob Spiewak signature fruitcake in the flesh. Mono. Imano. TMOS fruitcakes are only available for a limited time, but that doesn't limit your time together this holiday season. Hey, whatever two or more consenting adults do in the privacy of their own home is none of my affair. Come on over. I'll show you how I got my nickname, and we can enjoy that fruitcake all night long.
So he's going to show how he got the name Twitch?
Twitch Calter. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, we want to welcome back Indochino, a wonderful sponsor. We're so happy to have them back. The right clothes can really bring out something special in us. And with Indochino, creating your best look could be more affordable than you think. I just got a custom shirt online from Indochino, and the look and the fit is extraordinary. I used to think that custom-made clothes were out of my league, but Indochino is so affordable, so easy, and the look is amazing. All right, I'll say it. I really look good. I do.
Yes.
You talked me into saying it.
Yes. Say it again. Say it again.
Rob, shut up. Indochino offers completely custom fitted suits, shirts, casual wear, and more. Surprisingly great prices. Every piece is made to your exact measurements, and you can customize every detail. For example, you can choose everything about your new Indochino suit from the fabric, lapel, monogram, and statement linings. You can create a suit that fits you and your style perfectly. The best part, Indochino suits start at just $399. $399 with a custom
suit.
Can't
go wrong.
With all the customizations included, Oscar has used Indochino for years. He's wearing his Indochino jacket right now. He loves it. Indochino is now open at select Nordstrom stores, giving you even more ways to get great fitting, personalized clothing. Find your nearest location at Indochino.com. Right now, you can get $50. You heard me correctly. $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using code TMOS at checkout. That's $50 off a purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com. And don't forget that promo code, everybody. It's TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and we lost a great American, Colin Powell, the first black U.S. Secretary of State, whose leadership in several Republican administrations helped shape American foreign policy in the last years of the 20th century and the early years of the 21st century. He died from complications from COVID-19. Damn it. His family said on Facebook, they made the announcement. He was 84. I didn't know he was that old, but he was 84 years old. A source familiar with the matter said Powell had multiple myeloma, a cancer of plasma cells that suppresses the body's immune response. This is the second person, one I knew personally down here, my friend Phil, who we lost down here because he was also suffering from cancer, and it affected his immune response, and he got COVID and passed as well. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Can I play a brief Colin Powell tape that I found that I enjoyed this? They asked him some years ago how he'd want to be remembered. He had an amazing career, and he said he wanted to be remembered as a soldier.
When I'm gone, I hope that people remember me as a good soldier, a good service person, because I served in other ways as well. And then I tried to do my best, and I left behind some great children. If there is, and I believe there is, somebody, something, some spirit out there, that's how you'll be measured at the end.
There's a wonderful news story, and I'm sure it's on all over the web right now.
Mm-hmm.
But years ago, when somebody was stranded on 66, like
the vet that the vet that had lost a leg,
pulled over and helped Colin Powell.
And then, I mean, was doing it anyway before he knew him, and then said, "You're Colin Powell."
Yes.
And Colin Powell was so moved and touched by that.
Yeah,
it was great.
Thank you.
What a marvelous man. Said, "We have lost a remarkable and loving husband, father, grandfather, and a great American." And I agree with that. I always felt about him that he was he was a guy that kept everybody on track, and I don't think he was ever burdened with the ambition to be president of the United States.
No, that's true.
I think he loved what he did. So very sad news, and a great American is gone. Safe home to Colin Powell. Now, the rapper formerly known as Kanye has officially changed his name to Ye.
Ye?
With no legal middle name or last name. Mm. The only comment he's made about the filing was it is for, quote, personal reasons. In a 2018 interview with radio host Big Boy, Ye said, quote, "I believe ye is the most commonly used word in the Bible, and in the Bible it means you. So I'm you, I'm us, it's us."
Isn't
so it? He is me, and he is you, and he is ye.
And we are all together.
What about Jesus?
What's that?
What, he's going to go by Jesus now?
I don't think Jesus is there anymore. I don't think he's going to use that one.
Mike, he could run around in circles if he thought it would help. Ye.
Ye. That's what a guy said to me. Legends Golf Course, Middle Beach, South Carolina. I could run around in circles for ye.
Sorry, I got the
remember that guy.
Wrong.
And I said, "Thank you for your help."
Good man.
Parents who allow their children to watch Squid Game may be fostering bullies as they get older, according to a UK parenting expert, social psychologist Dr. Sandra Wheatley. Doesn't that sound like she's all English?
Yeah. Hello, this is Dr. Sandra Wheatley. She said the violent series could impede young kids' social and emotional development, encouraging them to turn a blind eye or even join in when others are under attack. The series broke Netflix records this month. 111 million viewers.
Wow.
Wow. That's the platform's largest audience yet, and that's Netflix, the Mac Daddy of streaming services. Squid Game sees, for those of you that might not know by this time, we talk about it a lot, and sometimes we forget to tell you what it is if you haven't seen it. It sees its characters compete in a deadly tournament of children's games for a life-altering cash prize awarded to the last player standing. At nearly every turn, the show depicts acts of physical and emotional violence being heaped onto its characters, ultimately resulting in their death until one winner is crowned. It's great.
It's like a mashup of Running Man and Double Dare.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mike said yesterday, because I am so sick, I said more violence.
Yeah. You wanted more. More.
More graphic.
Please.
Anyway, thank you. You can turn that scary music off now. It's always fun to wonder how certain movies would have turned out if casting had been different. For instance, Christopher Walken auditioned to play Han Solo in Star Wars. Han Solo, sorry, which would have made the role iconic in a whole different way.
It'd be weird. It'd
be very
I can
weird.
See it.
I've got to go to Tatooine. He says, quote, "I don't think I came remotely close to getting the job." That's all you have to do is just, if you want to do Walken. Walken also tried out for the Ryan O'Neal part in Love Story.
Oh, that would not be a love story.
That makes me, love means never having to say you're sorry. But he says it's a good thing he didn't get either film because, quote, "I'd have been awful in them." I love Christopher Walken.
I do too. Great dancer.
Here's another one. Before he got X-Files, David Duchovny tried out for all three male leads on Full House.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Saget, right? Is that Saget,
Saget and Stamos? And Stamos, yeah.
He says, quote, it was my first time
that out.
It was my first time out in L.A., and they brought me out for different shows. I ended up with the Full House stuff, and they just kept trying to plug me into different characters, and clearly I was wrong for every single one. That's it. My daughter lives that every day out in Los Angeles. It's where what you're right for. And by the way, she's even you know, dabbled in some commercial work, and I really think that she is perfect for about 50 commercials out there, but they are using less compelling actresses. Mm. That's just
two cents,
Catherine.
The Full House producers wanted to hire Christopher Walken to play the Olsen twins.
I don't know any Olsen twin lines. Otherwise, I'd have something funny to say, you know? Did they have a slug line
you
or something?
You got it, dude. You
know? Yeah, I believe that is a good one.
Oh, you got it, dude.
We'll call you.
The average American admits to using 5 different cleaning shortcuts. The most common one is air freshener. That is gross.
That is gross.
In my humble opinion. 40% of people say they'll just spray it rather than cleaning the root cause of the smell. 37% will light a candle to mask all the bad odors. I'm still grossed out.
That's pretty bad.
Other shortcuts include making the bed but leaving the room a mess and packing clutter into a closet or cupboard. You know, I've been in so many relationships, and when I was out of relationships, since I was successful enough to do so, I paid somebody to cover my ass. And when I was a wee one, I had a mom, was a 50s mom who was just amazing. I'm very blessed. But so all this stuff grosses me out.
People,
but if you ask me to, you know,
Mike, people don't know, you light a candle when you listen to a record, not to mask an odor.
So nasty. Yeah. It really is. Not surprisingly, young adults use the most shortcuts. 70% of all people, 72%, say their cleaning routine has improved as they've gotten older. Well, see, there you go. And 60% have adopted new cleaning habits since the start of the pandemic, which I think is absolutely true.
I wonder if anyone leaves clean clothes in the dryer instead of putting them away, Carrie!
Should be manageable now. Kids are gone.
That's true.
Yeah. That's been a long-running feud for you. Right.
They take up a lot of room.
Oh, hold on. Let's listen. Nope. Carla's not doing the dishes. All right.
Mike, she only does dishes when it ruins something.
That's right.
Clink,
well,
clink.
It could ruin this show. Anyway, now a little something. A 27-year-old named Lacey Uthe got arrested on Friday after she streaked across the field at an 8th-grade football practice. It happened in Jefferson City, Missouri. She ran onto the field wearing only a scarf, and 29 8th-grade boys were there practicing when it happened. Turned out she lives nearby and didn't actually intend to streak. She told cops she was at home doing drugs.
Here's what I was doing.
I love it when let me tell you, I was doing drugs when she got paranoid. Thought she was going to die and ran outside naked to find help. She told them she ingested heroin, so they took her to a hospital to get checked out, and then they took her to jail. She is facing a felony charge for sexual misconduct involving children. Meanwhile, the 8th graders still haven't stopped high-fiving each other. There you go. Thank you very much. Yes, sir. Oh, man, they'll have a story. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, have the privilege and the honor and the joy of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and we will be back. No more lying, Dan. Thank you very much.
All right, boys, settle down. Put your tongues back in your heads. It's me, Elvira, mistress of the dark. The sassy lassie with a classy chassis. Someone asked me recently, Elvira, are you getting any on the side these days? I said, honey, it's been so long, I didn't even know they moved it. You may have read on the internet that I enjoy the company of the fairer sex. Sorry, fellas, I play for the home team. Guys never did it for me because while a guy is doing it, he's thinking how great it would be with a different woman. Whereas when a straight woman is doing it, she's thinking how lousy it is with this guy. If your lady needs something spooky, scary, racy, or lacy for your Halloween celebrations, visit the TMOS Shopping Center to shop at Target or Walmart from the comfort of your hospital bed, you little monsters. Just like my sweater goblins, these handsome devils need a lot of extra support. Am I right, ladies?
Thank you, mistress of whatever. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Liquid IV. Cooler weather makes it easier to miss signs of dehydration.
Oh, so true. Oscar,
I know that for a fact. Man. I don't know why, but I when I am in the cooler weather, which we are just starting to get down here in West South Florida, I don't pick up on it as easily as I do when it's super hot. Super hot, you're kind of automatically hydrating. But in the cooler weather, you got to pay attention. It's even more important to keep your body properly hydrated. Plus, flu season is in full swing. Proper hydration and vitamins can help support a strong immune system. Prioritizing hydration helps us feel healthier on a day-to-day basis, and it lets us live up to our highest potential. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. And not only that, but the product tastes great with flavors like watermelon, strawberry, and lemon lime, and 'tis the season for a few extra drinks. So trust me, this is what you need. What makes Liquid IV so effective? Cellular transport technology. It's called CTT. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium, and it delivers water and nutrients into the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. Liquid IV has donated over 11 million servings globally. Grab your favorite Liquid IV in flavors nationwide at Walmart, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Hey, what, you know what time it is? Do you know what time,
what time it is? What time is it?
It's time for an FA. Do you know what an FA is?
I think I know what the F is.
The F is fat.
Yes. Oh, of course.
It's time for a furter term.
Fat attack. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Flying through that board. So it's a fat attack. I will stop the show down for any fat attack ever. I've had them, a lot of them, recently. Over the weekend, I had a fat attack that involved Das of Hagen.
Well, I had a fat attack after the Enrique Iglesias concert.
You went to Wendy's.
No, you went to
McDonald's because Wendy's was closed. McDonald's
and then doubled up on the Sundays.
There you go. Good for you. Two Sundays. Ice cream, man. It's the biggie.
That's a great one.
Yeah, but when you're drinking, I think you get a pass.
Yeah, but I was sober by that point. One in the morning.
You've had a recent fat attack,
yes,
right?
Okay. Last night. Yeah, so there's a bit that's going on in my life where my wife for dinner will feed
me. Yogurt and
frozen grapes in a bowl.
Turn him up a little bit, please.
Okay, you got
okay.
it.
Uh-huh. I listened to him. I thought he was being super mellow with Dan O'Brien.
No, so Dan O'Brien was pulling down my volume level as I was telling the story.
I don't think that's
because he didn't
case
want the
all.
World to know the truth.
You caught me.
So, does your wife feed you?
My wife is trying to make me skinny again, because the doom and gloom of the pandemic taking the society down has passed, and now she wants her husband back that was pre-pandemic, which was skinnier and maybe had a little more testosterone coursing through his body. So if she wants me to pay the taxes on a regular basis, I'm sure she thinks that if I get skinnier, I'll have more energy.
And she does these most impressive, it's a big, I would say maybe a 6x12 inch, maybe 4 inch deep, like plastic Tupperware type thing that's loaded with frozen grapes and yogurt.
Yes.
I mean, it's a huge honking portion.
Frozen grapes and yogurt sounds yummy.
Yeah. It's a classic skinny bitch, like hot girl dinner, meal. That's what it is.
Wow.
Yes.
Take that back.
That got hostile. So
No. This is known among skinny women and pretty women that if you eat frozen grapes, it's mostly water.
Yes,
and yogurt, and it will fill you quickly.
And does it meld well? Because this is my inner fat man. Immediately, I'm thinking of it rolling across my tongue. Oh, did the frozen grapes meld with the yogurt very well?
Taste very good. Like there's no like, oh my god, this is a dessert.
Well, isn't an unsweetened yogurt?
I don't know, Rob. It's not great. It's something that makes
you
skinny.
Vanilla?
I don't know.
Okay,
these answers.
I'm just trying to find out what's going on.
I know
one
thing.
So that's what she brings it. Yes,
Betty. His brains out.
I've never been more regular.
So she's trying to give you health food.
Yes, and I'll eat it. But for a hot skinny woman, I imagine one of these 6x6 Tupperware, concoctions.
Yeah, I get it. Right.
That probably creates some sort of sustenance through the evening. Mm-hmm. But for someone that's coming out of a Postmates
coma?
You know, wet dream, where if you're hungry, you find anything in the city and it comes to your house.
Right,
right.
Around 10 p.m., the grapes wear off and I get hungry.
Yeah, because
and as one of the co-creators of Snacks of the Round Table,
yes,
you have, and the maneuver, and what you did on the Big O and Duke show, you know that, you know, I know you know your way around food that's horrible for you.
Yep. Correct. So, I'm watching the Bills game. I'm watching, at that point, what was an epic, epic game. Sorry, Jimmy. Back and forth.
Yeah, I missed it. I was watching. I went to bed after watching my Red Sox. So, and way to go, Red Sox.
And you watch the Bills. What do you think of? What do you think of when you're watching Buffalo?
Oh, you think of wings.
Wings.
Of course.
I think of Jimmy.
Yeah.
I think of hot sauce.
Right.
So at around 9 o'clock, I start getting hungry. And Shannon says, what are you doing? Because she sees me flip over the Postmates app. And she says...
And also, to be fair, not only is Shannon feeding him this skinny food, she's feeding him the skinny food early in the afternoon.
Yeah,
it's an early dinner.
5:30 p.m.
And so it doesn't stay with you. Yeah.
You better shoot me with a trank dart around 9 o'clock if you want me to stay skinny overnight.
What dart?
Because I know you are, by nature, nocturnal.
Correct.
Yes.
And you like staying up late, and you like consuming calories late.
And there's a great game on.
Yeah.
We're good.
Right. Phenomenal game. Best of the year.
Mm-hmm. So at this point, this is how great my life is. Don't feel bad for me. My wife is rattling off in the background while I'm watching the game how many steps Santos has had in the last 4 days. We have a little Fitbit for our dog to see if he's losing weight as well. So we're, she says he's low on steps right now. We got to do something. I said, you know what? I'll take him for a long walk.
She's telling you to walk the dog.
But in my head, I said, I'll take him to a long walk for some snackage. Something.
Okay. Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's what a great idea.
Multitasking. Yeah.
The advantage of being in the city.
Mm-hmm. So, but I know that roughly a mile away from my house, walking, there is a fantastic calzone place where I can get some sweet buffalo chicken tenders, which are one of my favorites.
Yeah, no bones.
And they are open.
And good, not a lot of sodium.
No, no. It's mostly protein, Mike.
And they are open till 3 a.m. So now it's 10:15, and she goes, you're really going to take him for a walk? I said, absolutely. I'm going to take him for a long
walk.
Get
out of my way. and with modern, the NFL now, Monday Night Football, 10:15 is like halfway through the first quarter.
It's nothing.
Right. That's right.
I can literally listen to the game as I'm walking.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm listening to the game, and I'm walking, and then I get a text. She goes, where are you going? And I said, oh, I'm going for a long walk. She goes, it looks like you're walking back towards work. And I said, no, I'm just going to, we're fighting on text. And I said,
what is she tracking you on the phone?
She knows. Santos.
She's like, Carla, and she knows exactly what he's planning on doing.
And she says, fine, get me something tangy. I said,
see, that's Carla.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
There you go.
You're in good shape.
Yeah,
you're in good shape. This is, you got a good one there. You got a good woman there. That's important.
Yes.
They're second guessing you. They know you. Mm-hmm. And then she wants to join in.
Yeah, right. because this is how great my life is and how attractive my wife thinks to other people. She knows there's no other woman in my life.
Right.
At all. Like someone that goes out in the middle of the city around 10 something out of the blue.
To calorie up.
Not even in her mind. She's like, maybe he's having an affair.
No,
or he's
no.
got some girlfriend. No.
No,
she knows it better than that.
Oscar's mistress comes out of hot oil.
So I said, it's not that kind of trip. And she wrote, huh?
Because you lied liberally.
Something tangy meant a piece of candy from CVS. I was way past.
Oh, so she knows you're going to get some chow.
Yeah,
she just doesn't. Yeah. She's wrong about where you're going. Big time.
Big
you're
time.
Going for a dinner.
An entree.
I'm going for a meal. A fourth meal.
Yeah.
Right.
And I walk in. I had called ahead and placed my order. I was paying in cash. Ready to go.
Attaboy.
I walk in. It's a chicken finger platter with French fries. And the gentleman says, $21.22. And I said,
oh,
$21.22. He says, inflation.
Is that what he said to you?
God.
It's crazy.
That's
now.
So not fair because I guarantee you those chicken tenders were breaded and frozen in 2019. So,
yeah, absolutely.
What was he going to say? No, I took it.
I gave him
a tip on top of it and I walked away.
You picked anything up for the missus on the way home?
No, because on the way home, I'm eating the meal
So she won't have any evidence.
Oh, I'm not even walking back with any evidence.
Oh, you're doing that's your maneuver.
I walked a mile.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a mile to walk back and enjoy this meal while I'm listening to the game.
Shows up at home with no evidence but sauce all over his face.
Yeah, kind of tough to cover your tracks when you got wing sauce on your fingers.
So.
What is that? Lipstick?
I do a bit with Santos. Probably doesn't help him in his cause in life. Where I call my fry guy. So I'll have a fry and then he'll have a fry, right? So
I've seen this.
He's here. Like, I'm eating a fry and then I'm like, you want a fry too? And he looks at me like, so we're eating, it's my boy and me. We're walking a mile in these city streets and we're having fries and we're having chicken fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Best night ever. And we get back to the townhouse and I had polished off everything. We were done.
Did you find a street trash can to dump evidence?
Oh, absolutely. Smart. Trash day was the next day. Throw it right in some neighbor's trash, moving on.
Great.
And then I walk in, and she says, you're disgusting.
I said,
why?
You're disgusting.
She says, you smell like hot sauce.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's the vinegar. Yeah. It doesn't go away.
And then she looks at Santos, you did not. And Santos is looking up like, yeah, licking, he did. It was so awesome. I wish he had more. This is the best walk ever.
Yeah. Any walk that has french fries, Mike, is a good walk.
Just.
And of course, Shannon got nothing.
And it's the fat attack of fat attacks.
Yeah, it is.
I was like, I can't wait to tell the guys. Now, did I feel it the next day? Absolutely. Did I feel it that night? Yes. Is it healthy? No. But I saw the Bills lose in dramatic fashion.
By the time
I got back. Great game, great meal, great fourth meal. Just know this, if you're going to feed me grapes, you better feed me again. Maybe another tumbler of grapes.
Yeah,
or it's I'm gonna fourth find meal something else. Time. We got to take a break,
Mike,
bro.
We have to do the closer.
I'm never, ever full physically.
Is that why you were waiting?
Yes. That's how you play.
He's a creature of habit.
Okay. Yes, he is.
Not bad. Okay. Not bad.
That's why I was giving him a double cue.
Oh, I saw that.
On that
I
one.
Saw
there
that.
There
yes,
we go.
Yes, yes.
That's right. Yeah, you're good at that. We're going to take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I'll figure out a new cue.
Hi again. It's me, Rachel Riddell. My twin sister Sammy and I recorded a promo a while back asking for your help in paying off our father Twitch's gambling debt with Mike so we could get our daddy back. You responded big time, and thank you, I guess. You see, Mike got paid off, and now Dad is home all the time. And well, frankly, he's driving us nuts. You know how he is on the promos? Yeah, he's like that around the house all the time.
Ugh, man, that's sour. Smell that.
See what I mean? So, I have an idea. Yeah. Baking those fruit cakes right. every year takes of weeks of his time. Please plan to buy them. If you normally buy one, buy three. Just get him out of the house.
Wait, what's the movie with that guy who has the little dog?
Ugh, order like my life depended on it. I am begging you.
Hey, do these socks match my underwear?
Oh my God, Dad.
Must be something we don't know. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Great timing
socks.
For this. When Oscar's not eating chicken fingers, he uses Noom.
Yes.
When it comes to losing weight, there's a lot of pressure to label foods good or bad, like the fingers are bad, but you can't do that. That creates dilemmas. Noom's here to change how we see food with a psychology-based approach that looks not only at what you eat, but also how you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of making you feel guilt or regret, Noom empowers you to keep going. Everybody's journey is different. So Noom customizes a program for you based on your personal goals. I love that no food is totally off limits.
It's true.
If you have an off day, relax. Noom will gently help you get back on track.
And they said, it's okay. Get back on track.
Get on the horse.
You're a good person, Oscar. Noom only asks for 10 minutes of your day to teach you about your eating habits and check in on your progress. And if you doubt me, more than 80% of users complete the program. 60% of users lose 5% or more of body weight, and 60% of them keep the weight off for a year or more. One size does not fit all. Choose your goals, and Noom will personalize a weight loss program for you. You'll check it out. There's a science to getting healthier, people. It's called Noom. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS. We thank Noom for being a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. And speaking of fine sponsors, I don't think I am out of bounds by asking big insurance. As a matter of fact, asking any of the big advertisers, the advertisers who you see on NFL football,
on most sporting
events. Automobiles.
A lot of cookie cutter ads.
Yep.
I think that we should demand more from our progressives and from our Geicos and from our Liberty. Okay.
Oh, 100%.
And every the frequency is so severe
that Austria
that with progressive
something.
We know it's an emu.
I'm over Flo.
And you
get
know
it?
What? Flo, yeah. We've got Flo, we've got the emu, and we've got
emu.
The lizard.
Yeah.
The emu. The lizard.
Emu.
Is it too
liberty,
much?
Liberty, liberty,
there it is.
Liberty. We are farmers. Bum, bum, bum,
farmers with CK or whatever, TK. JK Simmons. What is this?
State Farm is there.
Okay, that's an old one.
It is. Which right. is, it was part of the set.
But I have to say, last night I'm watching, and they're running an amazing frequency. Uber Eats is running
the Elton John commercial.
The Elton John, mm-hmm. where he asked Naz for a pound, mm-hmm. and I laugh at every time because of the way Naz says, "You don't look broke," and I laugh my ass yeah. off, and I'm like, "This is megastars." You know, people that have earned the right to have a sponsorship, yeah. an endorsement, and you're putting them on little children's toys, and it's funny. And it's funny every time.
Right.
So, you know what's cheap? What's cheap is getting a D-level actor mm-hmm. and turning them into something special because of frequency. It hasn't been earned.
You're right.
And the comedy hasn't been earned.
Does
is it too
does
much?
Does the fame bother you, or is it just...
No, the lack of entertainment with the money they're spending. I would like some of that money to go towards production.
If they took away one spot.
And do something really funny.
Yeah, if they ran one less spot, they'd have enough budget to write something funny.
Really funny. Not the occasional. And by the way, the frequency, you're going to get the lizard and you're going to get Flo more than you're going to get the funny ones. They have fun. By the way, they make so many commercials that are all over the place, but they're just not
yeah,
really
if I'm not mistaken,
funny.
For Geico, there is one shop on record that makes all of those commercials.
And there's some of them that are funny,
yeah.
but they're not really funny.
And
no,
they
right?
might be located in Richmond.
I believe
I'm
it
not
is
mistaken.
A Richmond agency. Yes. Yeah.
Well, there, isn't Geico down off right down near where
it is. It's local,
my old
local
radio
to,
station
to
used
the
to
DMV.
Be? Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's a government-based giant. Organization, yeah.
And I remember one old time days. I went to a golf tournament. They had a little suite, a Geico suite. You want to talk about swinging D's.
Oh, I bet.
You want to talk about kings of the world. Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. advertising guys at Geico.
Ugh.
You know, hey, have a cigar. Yeah, you have a cigar. Oh, you have a cigar. Yeah, well, you. Yeah, there you go. You have a cigar. Yeah, yeah. Anywho, I'm watching this because I'm watching my beloved Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
Who
congratulations.
Absolutely handled the Houston Astros last night. And I will say this. It's not necessarily just because of the wins, although we all watch because of the wins.
Sure.
They wouldn't be here if they hadn't won. But it's the quality of these guys. Just like back in 2004, where you had these kind of quirky guys that didn't
characters.
Look like they were their characters.
Yeah.
And they're just fun. They're a fun group of kids. And that's what they really are. They're overgrown kids mm-hmm. playing a child's game and having a blast doing it. And it's fun to watch them up in Fenway, which is alive again. By the way, I'm not alone in this bandwagon stuff.
Oh, I know.
This team has captured the imagination of Boston, and it's been fun to watch.
How about your
because
sister?
You know,
your sister
is not on the from the best of my knowledge, not on the bandwagon. My brother-in-law, I've been told because I haven't spoken with him, not on the bandwagon.
Mm, that's odd.
It. Yeah, it's a well. It's, they live there.
I know.
He's 2 miles. He could walk
yes.
2 miles down the road
yes.
to say J-Lo, and heckle A-Rod yeah. when he's doing the pregame.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I mean?
Question as a sports fan, and the
yes.
ostensibly the biggest sports fan on the show,
mm-hmm.
when they destroy, like they did last night, when they win
yes.
by 11 or 12 runs,
mm-hmm.
is that more fun than when they win just by a little bit?
It's no, you're probably right. It's probably not, but it's fun to have the ride. I'm not the kind of fan because I am a Red Sox fan and I grew up a Red Sox fan with lose,
right.
lose, pain. I like the, you know, bottom of the ninth. That's baseball.
Yeah,
when
that
you come
is.
Down, you
mm-hmm.
know, bottom of the ninth, two men on, yeah. there it goes. Walk off home runs. That's the greatest thing about baseball. Baseball has more of that. Hockey's got a little bit as well.
Yeah.
But really, baseball is known for the bottom of the ninth, home team, somebody jacks one and the game's
yeah.
over and they all bounce up and down.
This is going to sound, I think, a little too obvious to baseball fans, but I still remember being in my parents' basement and watching Kirk Gibson hit that Grand Slam home run
for the Dodgers,
where you're sitting there and you're like,
on one leg, basically,
this just happened.
It was such an exciting moment.
And my mom and dad, the foreigners they are, said, who scored? And I said,
how many points?
Yeah, yes. How many points for that? Right.
They had no idea.
Now, to be fair, you were locked in the basement.
Yes.
But other than that, it was an exciting moment.
It was, you know what? That was, and it was also, if I remember, and I'm not a Dodgers fan, but if I remember correctly, one of the great calls of sports broadcasting when you had that. And you know what? Joe Buck, is, you know, everybody likes to take shots at Joe Buck, but Joe Buck ultimately is a good baseball announcer. Always has been. Yeah. You know, John Smoltz, you know, I know. It's so funny. People are so political.
So
I complimented,
the politics are tough.
I complimented John Smoltz and like eight people go, he's an anti-vaxxer. He's an anti-vaxxer. It's like,
well,
okay,
I got news for you. You know what? Red Barber didn't wear a mask either.
Red Barber. Want to know one of, you want to know, my father loved Red Barber because he was the Brooklyn Dodgers announcer.
Right,
and
right. That makes
he was
sense.
A Southern guy doing a New York game. Mm. And he used to say when they'd pick up the rosin bag, there he is back behind the plate picking up the pea patch. or something like, you know,
He was folksy. Red Barber was
folksy. He was super folksy and a great announcer and knew when to be quiet.
Mm.
Unlike Vergasian or whatever that dingbat's name is.
Well, all the good ones know when to shut up. Vin Scully's the best. Right. He never spoke if he didn't have to.
Last thing on this, and I'll say it because Oscar mentioned it briefly. I'm all Red Sox, and they blew him out. Turned in a little early because I thought the game was in hand. Mm-hmm. Big no-no. Never would have done that in 2004. Never.
Yeah.
And then everybody's talking about one thing. They were talking about Monday Night Football.
Yes.
I didn't see it, Oscar.
Just,
I know nothing about it other than the Bills lost.
The
in the bottom of the ninth.
Rob Spiewak, sports guy.
I love sports.
What were you watching last night? Just out of curiosity while we're watching all this sports.
Secession.
Yeah.
I watched the first episode of Succession.
Roman's out.
Yeah, Roman's out.
That's it. I'll give you the same joke I gave Oscar because we all watched that show together. I love
so
that
great.
Show.
It
By
was
the
good.
Way, bonus show, I asked Rob for this. We'll have some wonderful clips from Succession with the old man cussing. It's
Brian Cox is his name?
Yes.
Brian Cox. Yes, Brian. I don't know what his name is on the show, believe it or not. I just watch it. Dad.
All I know is that never go up to Dad and ask if you want to ride with him.
No.
Yeah, we'll save that for the show. How tragic for Buffalo.
The game
really
was tremendous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what led to my fat attack.
Because
it was such a good game. And watching a game like that, I was like, man, it'd be really great if I had some wings to watch this game along with you know, maybe a soda and some fries. And as I was walking down listening to the call.
Kind of impossible when you eat them all on the way back.
Correct.
From the store.
On ESPN radio. Listening. And
I thought you were peering in windows as you walked by houses.
No. The lead changes alone were, I had to stop and like listen because I had so many lead changes.
Yeah.
And then to have the game end on essentially the 2-yard line.
Right.
And have the Bills go for it as they should. It's completely for the quarterback to slip and not make the first down.
Oh.
Just
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. And for them to be in Tennessee, in Nashville, and for the entire crowd to expect the Bills to have won the game on that play.
Sure.
Underdog.
And for that not to happen, for a terrible defense that the Tennessee, the Titans had, was a glorious moment for Nashville and a terrible moment for the Bills.
Nashville, which has now become, as I understand it, my daughter's got a best buddy that lives there, Party City.
Yes, Smashville.
It's become, you know, it's it's very cool.
I hear it's also Music City.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that. That's wonderful.
They like
Did you get the cue
music.
That time?
Yeah, I got the
there
cue.
There you go.
Yeah.
There it is. That's it. It means, I don't know what it means. What does it mean, really?
I thought you were partying.
I thought you were having a good time.
But I felt for Jimmy and I felt for Maddie. I sat there, I was like, oh, that's got to be heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, I'm sorry, great Jimmy. And Maddie, would it kill you to drop a note? Anyway, that's it. We got to take a break. We will come back with the digital dumpster right here.
The students of Herndon High School are scared.
Oh, Jimmy. I'm so scared.
They've all heard stories about a madman who lurks in the shadows of Herndon, Virginia.
I don't even want to go past that building on the corner.
They've heard how he slashes his victims after they fall asleep.
They say he comes to get you in your dreams.
They caution each other to stay awake, or they may experience a nightmare on Eldon Street.
Hey, it's Jimmy.
What do you want from me?
Try the buffalo platter.
You're a monster.
Say hi to Goosarito.
Save yourself. Order a TMOS bonus show subscription and laugh along with Mike, Rob, and Oscar. Otherwise, you might come face to face with the terrifying Jimmy Kruger.
It's not a Ponzi scheme.
Click the banner at MikeOmaraShow.com and start your subscription today so you can live to see tomorrow.
It'll be okay.
Thank you, Jimmy. Twitch, Jim, everybody. Motto. All I know is that tells me that you know, we've had so much Jimmy Cerrito during the promos. I hope those guys are getting free cheeseburgers. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Creative meetings there.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a discount.
Yes, this portion of the program brought to you by Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, you no longer have to choose between natural remedies and those that work. There's a holistic solution for men that promotes both healthier hair and whole body wellness without drugs or prescriptions. Did you know that there are 5 root causes of thinning hair? Nutrafol is the hair supplement that goes beyond genetics to target stress hormones, nutrition, metabolism, and environmental factors that may be impacting your hair. Nutrafol is clinically shown to improve hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage without compromise. 21 potent natural ingredients also support sex drive, better sleep, and less stress. In a clinical study, men showed progressive improvement in hair growth and thickness after 3 and 6 months. Nutrafol is also trusted and recommended by more than 1,500 top doctors. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code TMOS to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code TMOS. Now let's open up the dumpster and see what's happening down there, baby.
Hey, I'm Lou Rawls. Now remember, our friendship, hey, it'll last forever.
Lou Rawls, a resident.
Okay.
And also, I'd like to replay it because he has a nice message, Mike.
Hey, I'm Lou Rawls. Now remember, our friendship, hey, it'll last forever.
It's going to last forever.
Talking to his fans, I imagine?
No, the other people in the dumpster.
Oh, okay. It's very nice that he's crooning down there at the bottom.
So, at the end of the Mel Brooks movie, History of the World Part 1, there was a fake trailer for History of the World Part 2.
Okay.
Mel said he never intended to make this, but this is the last thing that ran before the credits at the end of History of the World Part 1. Okay.
Coming soon! Don't miss History of the World Part 2! See Hitler on ice! See a Viking funeral! See Jews in space!
So he did that just because they were like throwaway. They're called blackout gags, real fast ones. However, he announced yesterday that Hulu has picked up and is going to do a limited series, Mel Brooks's History of the World Part 2. He's got some hip comedy writers on it. And Mel issued a statement that said, "We can't wait to kick the nonsense of all the phony baloney history we've been teen taught our entire lives." So okay. Mel is coming back with good a TV project on Hulu. And I hope it's good. I love the fact that there's some young, notable comedy writers on it that'll, you know, keep it, I guess, a little hipper.
I hope so. And I hope it lasts because it's kind of an homage to Mel Brooks. You know, this is the last hurrah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's got to be great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would think so. Okay. I would. He's in his 90s now, is he not?
Oh, yeah. I think he is 92, maybe?
I think he's writing these jokes from the dumpster.
No.
Yes,
he says, look, Mel, it's Lou Rawls.
Mel, are you down there?
High anxiety. You win.
So, Mike, I know I ask this question probably once a year, and I think I know the answer. Have you ever hit a hole in one?
No.
Okay. There's an Australian guy. His name is Hugh Brown. He's 99 years old, almost 100.
He hit his first hole in one, and there's an excitement to his voice that I think you'll enjoy. Here he is, nearly 100 years old.
It's going to drive me nuts. And he got his first. That would be the jargon.
Okay.
He got his first hole in one. Have you ever gotten a hole in one? That's kind of the way you say it.
Okay.
But that's all right.
I apologize. But anyway,
that's all right.
Here he is. He hit the ball and it went into the hole.
Okay,
only
Rob.
One hit.
God.
Australia.
After one try.
Play the tape, Nancy.
He swung. There's a thing. Right. It's a stick with a thing.
Okay, just play the tape, please.
Okay,
for the
and I was just gesticulating and yelling. And I thought, they're annoyed because I hit up on them. I said, where's the ball? And it's in the hole.
That's right. He's going to be starring in Mel Brooks's History of the World cartoon.
I'm about 100% sure I was playing him back at him, too.
Yeah, you know what they call him at your club? Sonny.
Hey, want to hear some conversation? This is a conversation I had at one of the cocktail parties I was at last week.
Okay,
how you doing?
And I was just gesticulating and yelling. And I thought, they're annoyed because I hit up on them. I said, where's the ball? And it's in the hole.
That's right.
My God.
And then he made. So, Mike, let's close with this because you talk about the lack of creativity in commercials.
Yes.
I love this commercial for Halloween. It's for Dietz and Watson. You probably don't know him by his name. Vincent Pastore?
Why does that sound familiar
to
me?
He played Big Pussy on The Sopranos.
Got it.
All right. This is good.
He's doing a meat commercial for Dietz and Watson. They have him dressed up as a monster. And
incidentally, I remember Big Pussy ordering soup with the mussels.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. He's a great New York guy.
Mike, he's the gabagool.
He's the gabagool?
For Halloween, he's the gabagool.
Okay. Hey, it's me, the gabagool. And today, I'm going to teach you how to make these Dietz and Watson hoagie bites for your Halloween guests. Bout on. This is delicious. Not for nothing. But now, you got to chop them into little pieces so your guests can enjoy them. See what I'm saying? Here you go. Tasty hoagie bites.
He's the Gaba Ghoul.
He is go.
There we
That's
are.
That's your digital
everybody.
Dumpster,
Thank
everybody.
You.
Have Gaba a fine
ghoul,
everybody. Tuesday.
Yummy.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow. We thank you for supporting us. By the way, our fruitcake futures are going.
Yes. Do it.
And they are going fast. Please,
Limited
thank you
time.
To everybody that's buying them for other people, too. That's nice. You're supporting the show and you're helping out. This is our annual fundraiser. MikeOmeraShow.com is where you want to go. Every purchase supports TMOS.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself a fruitcake because Rob and his elves are going to be in the kitchen in no time. And your heart will be happier if you take a bite of our fabulous fruitcakes.
True.
Fruitcake futures for TMOS are available right now at MikeOmeraShow.com. TMOS 2021 TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Really well done. You gave the paying advertisers something. You're trying to sell something for yourself, and you trip over your own tongue. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're always sorry. I'm sorry. I was just talking to myself.
No.
We'll see you tomorrow.
No, let it go, man.
That's
let it go.
Yeah, the gabagool.
All right.
We'll see you. So long, everybody. For Rob and Oscar, Michael Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Did you hear the bonus show?
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara bonus show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.